Okay, so actually this work is, as part had been done in the, at UC Davis and as a postdoc and also updated some work from University of Florida. This is supported by USD and particularly from one seed company, Rexone. So probably everybody noticed that the seed germination and the flowering are two critical developmental transitions in plant life cycles. Both transitions, are strongly affected success of standard establishment, reduction and the reproduction, colonization, and adaptation of plant populations. And both transitions are strongly regulated by genetic factors as well as environmental cues, particularly temperature. For example, if a seed germinate at the wrong time or plant flower at the wrong time, plants cannot survive or plant cannot reproduce progenies for next generation. So our lab is mainly working on the lettuce, and the lettuce seeds are like rhabdopsis seeds. They don't have any primary dormancy, so which means fresh lettuce seeds can germinate very well at optimal conditions. But on the other hand, the lettuce seeds display very, very strong summer inhibitions. So that meaning the seeds cannot germinate at a temperature above 30 degrees. For example, this is a Y-type salinas, the cultivar salinas seeds. So when you can see here, the seeds seed germination is totally inhibited when the seed temperature reach around 31 degrees. So actually, seed summer inhibition is a very common phenomenon in the carrot, spinach, and also lettuce. This seed summer inhibition usually causes very poor standard establishment. Unlike lettuce in the rhabdopsis, the rhabdopsis display quite strong primary dormancy. So there's one gene, delay of germination 1, or dog 1, was first identified from rhabdopsis using a real population of highly dominated CVR accession. So basically, dog 1 positively regulates seed primary dormancy or inhibits seed germination. For example, you can see the picture. If dog 1, the freshly harvested CVR seeds have a very high level dog 1 transcript, and the seeds cannot germinate at 20 degrees even after 5 months. Now, on the other hand, the dog one mutant, they don't have any transcript to the dog one MR level, and the dog one, this mutant can fully germinate at 20 degrees. So the objective of this study is to, we are wondering if there's any dog 1 homolog gene in the lettuce genome, or and if this lettuce dog 1 homolog can affect seed summer inhibition in the lettuce. So fortunately, we found one dog 1 lettuce dog 1 homolog gene, and this gene is highly expressed in the seeds and with low expression level in the root and the leaf. So next, to understand the functional role of the lettuce dog 1 in regulating seed summer inhibition, we first using the RNA silencing technique to knock down the dog 1 gene in a summer sensitive line, they call it salinas. So at control temperature, you can see here the all tested genotype, the wild type, and the two dog 1 RNA silence line can fully germinate. Remember, the salinas seeds don't have any primary dormancy. But on the other hand, the seeds, wild type seeds cannot germinate at 32 degrees, and the two dog 1 RNA silence line can fully germinate at this temperature. So in consistent with this observation, we also measured the MR level of dog 1. We found that there is a significant reduction in the two dog 1 RNA silence line, so which supported our result. So to our surprise, we also found the early flowering phenotype is dog 1 silence line. So normally in the fall and winter, we'll take wild type salinas about 4 or 5 months to flower. So you can see here, so it only took about 3 months and for the dog 1 silence line flower. So look at this picture. In the middle is control line. They don't flower at all, but for the dog 1 RNA silence line, they can flower in 3 months. In winter, it's really fast. So the flowering time in plant size life cycle is regulated by very complicated networks. So you can see here, there's so many different pathways. For example, they have autonomous pathway, vernalization pathway, gibberellin pathway, aging pathway. But keep in mind that the key flowering regulators is the FT gene. So it's a flowering locus T. And this gene can be triggered by so many different pathways. So next, we first measure the MR level of FT in both control line and the dog 1 silencing line. So we found in the dog 1 RNA silence line, the FT is upregulated about 30, more than 30 folds. But the question is how the FT gene is regulated. Keep in mind that there are so many different pathways can trigger this FT upregulation. So the long story for short, so we observed that there are three positive flower regulators as PL3, 4, and 9 significantly upregulated in the dog 1 RNA silence line compared to control line, so which is associated with the FT upregulation. So basically, SPL is one type of transcription factor, and they are targeted by microRNA-56. microRNA-56 is one type of endogenous small RNA in the plant genome. And basically, SPL 3, 4, and 5 can positively regulate the flowering gene like FT. And microRNA-56 SPL's module can regulate the phase transition from juvenile to adult. And you can look at here, so when at the juvenile seedlings, later seedlings, the microRNA-56 has a very high level, and SPL 3, 4, and 5 has a very low level. But when the plant enter adult phase, and microRNA-56 decreased, and SPL 3 and 4, 5, and gradually increased. And this upregulation of SPLs can trigger the FT expression, and the plants can eventually flower. The question is, does the silence in a dog 1 reduce microRNA-56 level and increase SPL expression in letters to promote flowering? So next, we first measure the mature the level of mature microRNA-56 in the control line and the dog 1 RNA silencing line. So you can see here the level of the mature microRNA-56 is significantly reduced in the dog 1 silencing line. So accordingly, we also observed the two targets of microRNA-56 in the SPL 3 and 4 significantly increase in the dog 1 RNA silencing line. So this is associated with the FT upregulation in the early flowering plants. So we also measured the microRNA-56 level in the mature seeds. So we found it's the most significant reduction in the mature seeds of the microRNA-56 mature sequence. To further understand how the microRNA-56 regulate seed germination in letters and the flowering time in letters, we first overexpress the micro-156 in letters, and you can see here the control line can germinate faster than the overexpression line, so which means the seed germination of this overexpression line significantly delayed. We also using one technology they call the STTM to suppress the action of micro-156. So you can see here we observed the suppression of micro-156 significantly enhanced the seed germination at 32 degree and as well as 35 degree. So similarly, we also checked the effect of micro-156 in the letter to flowering phenotypes. You can see here the overexpression 156 caused extremely delayed late flowering phenotype. This is 9 months letters, and this wild type, you can tell the leaf size is really large. After we overexpress 156, they become baby leaves, and until 12 months, they don't flower. They keep growing vegetatively. And also, after we suppress the micro-156, and the flowering is much earlier. It's from 4 months to reduce to only 3 weeks. It's significantly reduced. The flowering time is very, very short. To further understand the interaction of DOG1 and micro-156 in the flowering times, so we did some work in the rhabdopsis. This wild type, Columbia and DOG1 loss of function mutant. So we overexpression the last 156 and the rhabdopsis 156 in the wild type. You can see significantly delayed flowering phenotype in both from both micro-156. But surprisingly, we found that after we overexpress 156, the effect on the delayed flowering is significantly reduced. So we also overexpress 156 in the another mutant, a gain of function mutant. That meaning is that in this mutant, the DOG1 is more abundant. The seed is more dormant. You can see here is after 101 days, the Columbia 156 expression line is already flower. Although here is not a flower, it's 70 days, but here is still not a flower. So, suggesting the DOG1 is an interact with micro-156 to regulate flowering phenotypes in rhabdopsis. We also measure the expression level in the apical meristem, the transgenic lines. We can see here the gene, the transcript level is relatively high in the DOG1 mutant with expression 156. And accordingly, SPL345, but it's higher. This is weird observation, and we are thinking we gonna miss something. And the point is, high level micro-156 transcript, but the low level mature micro-156 level. So they got something wrong with the microRNA processing. So there's so many genes involved in microRNA processing. So we measured almost all the gene in the different genotype, wild type, DOG1 loss of function, and DOG1 gain of function. You can see here, compared with the wild type, in the DOG1 loss of function, microRNA processing genes greatly reduced. On the other hand, is on the DOG1 gain of function, this gene is significantly upregulated. And the similar result also observed in the letter seeds and the control line and silencing line. So with that, I would like to make a conclusion. And we found one letter DOG1 homolog gene in the letters, and this gene is involved in the seed regulating seed thermal inhibition. And the lattice dog one is also involved in the controlling flowering time and seed germination, most likely through its effect on the microRNA 156. Dog one might affect the microRNA processing efficiency in seeds. And so this work has been done, and mainly is my postdoc work, and the new updated work is being done by visiting PhD student Jun Cheng in my group, and also some visiting PhD scholars from Kingsbred for the lab. So thanks for coming, and would be happy to take your question.